Italian American Baseball Foundation dinner, Team Italy, and the New York Mets, and the Las Vegas 51s. I'm here with Brandon Nemo, who was on the current Mets.
Yeah.
So this event here, this is the second annual. Why is it so important for you to be here tonight?
Just to help promote, you know, the awareness of baseball in Italy, you know, trying to further that game over in Italy. So I think that's the main reason I'm here, to try and help support that. And really just further the game.
And working with Joe Qualiano, what is that like for you? What is, like, what he's doing for baseball in Italy?
Yeah, you know, Joe is a great guy with amazing ambitions. And anytime you can get around a guy like that, you definitely want to support him in anything he does. And so I'm really excited to be here with Joe and just help support him in any endeavor he has.
Yeah, me too. Now, playing for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic, what was that experience like for you to play for Team Italy?
You know what? It was an absolute blast. I know that my great grandma and my grandma, you know, just would have absolutely loved it if they could have been there. I know my grandma was first generation from Italy, and so you know, I just was really proud to be able to put on that uniform. But I also got to meet an amazing group of guys and really develop a brotherhood through that. And so I really, really enjoyed that. And even so, that's not even the baseball side, but we played some great baseball over there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We really enjoyed that. It was an overall just great experience for us.
Parli italiano.
Yeah, I know. I tried to learn some Italian while I was over there.
Yeah.
Have the Italian guys, because we were so lucky to have the Italian actual players from Italy on the team as well. Sometimes
right.
you don't get that.
Right.
And so we were so fortunate to have those guys. They're amazing guys. They told us they only played twice a week over there, and yet they were so talented. And so it was a blast to be around those guys. We tried to get a little more acquainted with the Italian, but it was just too short of a time.
I'm sure, yeah.
To know.
And too busy, too.
Yeah.
What part of Italy is your family from?
So we're from southern Italy.
Yeah.
And so I need to learn a lot more about my family from that.
Cool.
They, you know, came up and found the birth certificates of my great-grandparents.
Awesome, yeah.
But yeah, southern Italy, so we really did get to learn a lot, and that was very cool.
Cool. Now, are you hoping to play in the next one, hopefully?
Yeah, you know what?
I
hope that I'm still around. I hope that, you know, I'm healthy and playing and in the big leagues. And so, I would love to be a part of it. But obviously, time will tell.
Now, you play, now talk about the Mets now.
Yeah.
A little left field, center field, you know, DHing. How is it so important for you to be versatile in your repertoire?
You know what? It's been really influential in my career because it's just given me opportunities. It's given me opportunities. Some guys, you know, as a part of the game, injuries happen, and some guys will go down, and because I'm versatile, I'm able to go and fill in a few different positions. And it's really just given me the opportunity to kind of prove that, you know, hey, I can be here on a regular basis.
Of course. Now, Conforto's not ready to go on opening day.
Right.
Of course, you're slotted right in there.
Right, yeah. Yep. And obviously, we all want Conforto to be there.
Yeah.
But, you know, with injuries, you never know. And so, you know, I'll just try and be ready. For myself, I need to be healthy as well.
Now, have you met Mickey Callaway yet?
I haven't met him personally, but I did get to speak with him for about 10 to 15 minutes.
Impressions?
He sounds like a great guy, and, you know, just a good old boy from Memphis, Tennessee. We talked about hunting for a little bit. We talked about, you know, that they would like me to be in their 2018 plans.
Good.
Appreciated that, and, you know, we'll get to know him more in spring training.
Sure. Now, the Las Vegas 51s.
Yeah.
What's your time like playing for them? Because we've heard with the Raiders going there, there's all distractions.
Yeah, no doubt. Las Vegas is, I guess, on a smaller scale, kind of like in New York, where there's plenty of distractions to keep you from the game.
Yeah.
It really has to be a priority for you to make, you know, baseball the most important thing as a rank, you know, as that time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's definitely distractions there that can get carried away with, but I think if you just stay focused on the baseball, it's a great place to play.
Have you been following hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights at all?
Yeah, I haven't followed it too much, but, you know, the last time I saw it, they were off to a lot better start than most people thought.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've carried that on, but
yeah,
I know that I've got a couple buddies there that are really supporting them, and we're excited about that.
Now I'm going in February. What is your favorite one or two or three spots to go?
Man, you know what? I think there's honestly, I lived off the strip, so you're gonna think, you know, but there's honestly some good restaurants off the strip that you could go to, but on the strip, I mean, you gotta go see Bellagio, you gotta go see the inside of Bellagio, one, and then two, I would say you gotta go to the Fountains, and then three, you know, you just gotta go inside the MGM Grand just because.
It's so big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you just gotta, you know, understand the history of it and what's been there, who's been there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to just go and explore.
Cool, I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, now the Italian lesson.
Yeah.
We can do a couple here.
Okay.
La Paola.
La Paola. Home plate? No. Oh my gosh. We don't have pictures.
No. No help
right
here. This is all giocatori.
Giocatori. Players, really?
Campo di gioco?
Campo di gioco. Baseball camp? Glove.
Playing field.
Playing field. Playing
field. Not helping, not helping. Alright, Fuori campo.
Fuori campo. A glove. Home run.
Lanciatore?
Lanciatore.
Like launching something.
Home run. Throwing.
Pitcher. All right, one more. La terza base.
La terza base. Home plate. Third base.
Yeah, you got it.
There we go.
Okay, well, this is great. I'm Daniel McQuarren. He's Brandon Nemo, and thank you very much. And good luck this season.
Thank you.
Good luck for the Mets.